Hello, Alan here.
And Grizz.
And welcome to a very special bonus edition of Rise of the Robots. It is my great privilege and pleasure to introduce the captain of and creator of Panic Attack, Mr. Kim Davies.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
The feeling is very much mutual.
Yes. So, for any of you who don't know who Panic Attack is and why you're listening to this podcast and you don't know that, is beyond me. Panic Attack was the Series 2 champion and a multiple-time semi-finalist. It also competed in BattleBots. On top of that, you also competed in BattleBots with a robot called Scallywag, which I don't believe there's any video footage of.
Yeah, I've not found any footage, and that robot no longer exists anyway, so...
Well, I'm sure we'll get to that at some point. To start off with Panic Attack itself, how did you end up involved in robot combat, and how early did Panic Attack come about as the design?
Right. Initially, we watched the first series of Robot Wars with Jeremy Clarkson, with my son. And basically, he said, why don't you make one? So I sat and thought about it, and I thought, yeah, I could do that. Because the robots were quite basic then. And lo and behold, I sat down, I decided what I wanted to do and built one.
And how early on in that process did Kevin Pritchard get involved, who was part of the team in Series 2?
Well, he was my son's teacher. So I'd scanned the internet. I'd looked at all the American robots because they were a bit more ahead of the British ones. Mm-hmm. And I'd saw what they did. I think I had the chassis and... I didn't quite have the weapon system worked out then, but I had it actually moving, and I thought this thing's quite big and heavy, and I'm going to need someone else. So I asked Kevin to join the team.
Was it before or after he got involved that the name Panic Attack came and the spider motif came?
No, that was after Kevin arrived. It was basically a box with some spikes on them. We didn't have a name for it. So he put the competition out in the school to design something to go on it. And yeah, the name, we were going to call it something else, but we thought it was inappropriate. So Panic Attack was chosen.
Oh, so you've got to tell us now, what was the inappropriate name?
Well, we liked the name Toxic Shock, and then we realised what it was all about. So we thought, no, we can't use that.
Yes, it's a bit like, I think there was a robot that was once entered originally under the title of Anthrax, and then that was the early 2000s, and that very quickly got kiboshed.
Yeah.
So how long in the sort of early process of building a robot, like how sort of long did it take to kind of put the first version of Panic Attack together?
Probably about 6 months, because I spent about 4 months researching. It's not something I'd ever done before. I'd never been involved in radio control vehicles or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I had to research everything, to how to get motors to talk to radios, what sort of motors to use, what sort of speed controllers, batteries, everything. I had to do all the research. And the first basic model I got was a disaster. It was going to be far too heavy. So then I had to think about trying to get all this into within the 80 kilogram weight limit. Mm-hmm. So I think it took about a year to build.
Okay.
Right. So how soon before the actual competition started was it finished?
Oh, right. It was about a month. All it needed doing was colouring. It was actually moving.
Right.
So it was finished before the audition, actually. So we turned up at the audition with a fully functioning ready robot. And most other people had boxes of bits with pictures. They had chassis. So I think we were one of the only ones there that was actually running. So it was obvious that we were going to get through to the show.
Right.
Yeah, as we've seen on the show, there was a few of them that struggled even when they got accepted. So.
Yeah, they were still building them when they arrived.
Sticking with season two, you obviously went very far because you won season two. At what sort of point did you sort of realise while going, like, as you were advancing through season two, like, we have a shot of winning this? Because there were some very, like, tense moments, like, when we look at the face-off that you and Mace had in the series semi-finals, which, for me, as a kid watching that, I was practically biting my nails down until they were bleeding with, no pun intended, panic when that happened.
Yeah, the games were an absolute nightmare. I thought they were the best part of it because you had to make choices and any robot could have got through. When we'd got through all the games and it was then one-on-one fighting, we thought, yeah, we got a good chance here. You know, so yeah, after the games, we were quite confident we could get through to the final.
I mean, you say that you were the only robot to defeat Shunt twice in sumo, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I tell you what, you stand in front of TV cameras and audience with your robot on something like a 16-foot circle, 20 metres away. It's not something you can plan or do, but it is sheer panic. You just hit the forward buttons and reverse, and you just it's over in a matter of seconds. So it's none of it was absolutely controlled. It was just all sheer luck.
When you beat Shunt in the Sumo Basho in season 3, I think it was, at the end after you won, Craig Charles says, "Oh, you're getting a year's supply of milkshake," or something like those lines. Did you ever receive that?
No, we didn't get anything from Robot Wars. I've heard we had prize money and all sorts of things. They didn't pay us anything. So we got nothing at all from it. Even the trophies weren't all that good, to be honest with you.
Well, that was okay. The next question was, do you still have the season 2 trophy?
Yes, we still do. Well, I don't have it. I think it's at my daughter's. It was at my son's and he's moved house and he didn't want it. So I'll have to get it back off.
Yes, if you could, to take a few photos to put up on the Shunt posting page, that I'm sure everybody would still love to see it.
It's a bit rusty, but yeah, we still have it.
That's amazing. Stood the test of time.
We know, yeah.
Well,
as we mentioned, you did win the grand final. Was there any particular matches in that season that you particularly enjoyed yourself, or did you watch them back on the on when they aired? Or
just thinking back, those ones were fairly easy. There was no robot that would actually do much damage to us. The only problem we had was against Cassius. If he flipped us, that would have been over. But Mortis had an axe, which wouldn't have done much to us. Killatron had an axe, which wouldn't have done much to us. So yeah, no, we enjoyed all the fights.
And beyond series 2, one of the questions I actually did have, how many actual versions of Panic Attack were there, or was it a steady progression of the same chassis?
No, it was a steady progression. After each series, it was taken home, taken apart, and totally rebuilt. Motors changed, the panels had to be changed. And, you know, as I was rebuilding it, I thought I'd just make little changes and think about it and think, oh, yeah, that might work better. So it was just a gentle progression, if you like.
Did you take any inspiration from any other robots? I know the kind of skirts certainly reminded me of Biohazard.
Yeah. That's initially Biohazard I watched, and I thought that was a really good robot. So I based it on that, but I didn't want the same weapon. I didn't want to do a copy. So basically I started off with a square box, but if you looked at the second version, then it started to look a little bit like it, but I could never get it low enough. So you needed a lot of money for special motors and stuff like that, and titanium, which I couldn't get my hands on. So it evolved into what it is.
But that's always been, that was always a dream match for us. We kind of done a special episode a few months ago, kind of pitting robots from Robot Wars against robots from BattleBots, and both of us picked we picked you against Biohazard and Chaos 2 versus Biohazard, and it's just that sort of thing of this some dream matches. And I think it just kind of with the whole skirts idea and everything, like the two of yous trying to maneuver under each other with like very little like ground clearance would have been an interesting match to watch.
Yeah. But no, we never got round to doing that.
Not that you didn't. Well, you could potentially have clashed in BattleBots, which you entered twice, as we mentioned. What was the kind of biggest difference between competing in BattleBots and Robot Wars?
BattleBots had a totally different arena. They had saws which would come out the floor. Mm-hmm. And they were quite destructive. If you got hit by them, it could do a lot of damage. The hammers in the corner, we didn't worry about those. But Robot Wars was more games orientated initially, but then it just went across to the fighting. And BattleBots didn't have a pit, which we tended to use a lot in Robot Wars, which was great for us. But in BattleBots, you had to eliminate the opponent or stop it moving, which it wasn't our sort of fight.
So we mentioned sort of Scallywag. When you sort of took that over to BattleBots, how did it end up faring, all in all? As we kind of mentioned, that there isn't any sort of videos of the robot fighting, so...
Well, when we built it, it was going to have a CO2 flipper. The whole front of the robot was a wedge, and the whole front was going to flip up with the CO2 flipper. We had all the equipment, but we never got round to testing it and fitting it in time. So I had to take out the parts from Panic Attack and use an electrical lifting front end then. Okay. And the problem was it came up against a very small, I think it had a flipper on the front as well. It was like a wedge, and we just couldn't get underneath it. So it was quite a boring match, to be honest. We lost it on points, so nobody got damaged. So, yeah, it was a bit of a non-starter, if you like. It wasn't very exciting.
And is there a reason why you didn't look into that type of design for Robot Wars with a different version of Panic Attack, perhaps?
No, well, if you look at it, Panic Attack is like a wedge, and only the forks can come down, and it's a wedge. With a wedge, once they're on a wedge, that's it. You can only drive forward, or that's about it. But with Panic Attack's wedge, you can lift the front up. So that's the reason why. When I built it, I thought, well, it doesn't matter what weapon they got. If they can't move, or if I can get their wheels off the floor, their weapon is rubbish. And that's what we based it on.
Well, you won many a fight using the Panic Attack tactic.
Yeah, and it did seem to work well.
Well, I think it's even referred to as the Panic Attack tactic, the putting them on your top and just slowly driving them to the pit.
Yeah, there's many times I think it was a couple of fights where we actually turned people upside down and they couldn't self-right, but we actually went back in and I think it was an exterminator, we put him back on his wheels because yes. He knew he couldn't beat us, if you like. He was quite annoyed about that.
So we mentioned Kevin Pritchard, and he in Series 3 went off and in Series 3 and 4 had a robot, Evil Weevil, which he built with the school that he worked with. Did you have any input in Evil Weevil?
Yeah. The school only built the shell. It was a fiberglass design. All the running gear, the forks, everything I built. So yeah, I built all the running gear, the radio stuff, and all Kevin did was put the shell on top.
Right. And is there any footage anywhere of Evil Weevil and Panic Attack fighting, or did they never?
No, we never I don't think we ever fought together. We did a live event in Cardiff, and I think that was the one and only place where they were in the arena together, I think. Right. Or that could have been Mega Morgue. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Kind of. So what did you kind of have in mind when you were looking to advance Panic Attack and then encasing it in 24 carats of solid gold?
Well, what happened was, like most things, I got talking to a local company, well, a local big company, Gerlins. A couple of engineers there had all CNC machines, and they'd watch the program and they'd say, oh, we'd like to help you build a new one. So we went away and designed a ladder frame built, and it was all CNC cut with tubing, and on paper it looked absolutely fantastic, and we were going to weld it. So we actually achieved a lower robot that way. But as for testing, no, we didn't get around to testing it that much. And by the time the series came around, it was put together really quickly. It seemed to work, but like anything, as soon as you put it under pressure, it wasn't very good. And it fell apart.
Yeah, because I remember even on the actual TV show, you were kind of saying that you weren't entirely happy with it.
No, we weren't happy with it at all. Yeah, it was terrible to drive in the arena.
Yeah, because it just seems so much more slow and sluggish compared to the Panic Attack of old.
Yeah, the Panic Attack actually is a four-wheel drive with the front wheels like casters, but they're fixed. So it's got a slight rock to it, which allows the four wheels to turn really quickly. And that could spin on the spot. We couldn't get that with the gold one, so it was very sluggish.
And
also, I noticed that 24K didn't seem to have a self-writing device either. Was that kind of part of it?
We went for the skirts and we thought nothing would get under it. So, yeah, we tried to keep it as low as possible so most weapons wouldn't be able to hit it. Mm-hmm. And with the skirts, you couldn't get under it. So we thought, well, don't worry about the self-righting. And all our self-righting mechanisms were so slow, they weren't worth having, to be honest with you.
Because I thought that was maybe the logic behind it was, especially with 24K, was it was distinctly slower. And it's like, was it actually wider than your other Panic Attack?
No, I think it wasn't much different. I think it was about the same. It just looked lower, so it looked wider.
Right. The perception.
Yeah.
Now, in Series 7, you ended up actually being part of the technical team.
Yeah.
Was that something you approached in advance, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I think we were actually part of the technical team in Series 6. Only in between being part of the technical team, I was driving Panic Attack. It was okay, but a lot of the competitors thought that it was a bit unfair, like me and George from Chaos and Pussycat, we were all driving in between. By Series 7, we thought, okay, we won't drive our robots, and we will just be part of the technical team.
Right. And what exactly did being part of the technical team entail?
Oh, that was a laugh. It was quite good. We did all the initial checks. When you arrived with your robot, you'd have to go through scrutineering. We'd do safety checks, make sure you're the correct weight, the weapon was safe. So we did all that, assign them a bench. Then if they received damage in a battle, we would try and help them get it back together, get parts, and help them fix it. We would load the robots into the arena and drive them in, then take the controllers up, and then we'd have to retrieve the robots after the battles.
Okay.
And
quite interesting.
No, absolutely. So it was the yourself, George Francis, and would it have been Alan Gribble?
Alan Gribble, yeah.
So you mentioned that you yourself didn't take part in Series 7. However, Panic Attack did. How did you feel watching someone else control your robot?
I didn't mind at all. I've got no but they say of grandeur. I don't mind who drove it. I enjoyed driving it. It was just nice to see it, but it was really frustrating seeing it being driven. I'd be in there watching and say, no, don't do that, do this, and there was nothing I could do about it. So I thought, oh, well, whatever.
So I can imagine. If you had been taking part in Series 7, is there any changes you would have made to the robot, or?
No, I actually prepared it for Series 7.
Right.
But the trouble was there were so many flippers coming in Series 7. Unless you had a self-righting mechanism, you were going to lose. And to be honest with you, most of the robots that were there, they got flipped out the arena, and there's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, it was starting to get, you know, the era of the flipper, if you like.
Which pretty much continued once it went into the live scene, particularly because after the end of Robot Wars, there were very few arenas that could actually take spinners.
Yeah, the spinners these days are awesome. Even in BattleBots, the spinners out there, it's just so exciting. It's your average person. When I started Robot Wars, it was the average person with a shed could enter, mm-hmm. and you had a chance. It wasn't all about fighting. It was obstacles, it was games, and it was a lot of fun, and anyone could have done it. But now, Robot Wars, it's a lot of money, a lot of sponsorship, and the robot's got to be a spinner or a flipper. And to me, it's quite boring.
So did you ever look into taking part in the reboot series? Or I know that Panic Attack did make some comeback in about 2012 as well, for exhibition matches.
It didn't make a comeback. We were invited to an event in Swansea.
Right.
I said, yeah, I'll take it, but I'm not running it. But Beer Moth was there. He said, well, go on, get it running. We put it in, we'll just push each other around. So I got it running. The batteries weren't fully charged. And to be honest, Beer Moth pushed us all around the arena. So, yeah, we were asked to go on the new series. Someone rang me up and they said, could you come back? And I said, well, my robot's simply not good enough anymore. I'd have to build a whole new one. I said, with my new job, I said, there's no way I've got time anymore to do it. So I had to decline. I said I might come in the future, but as of yet, I've not built a new one.
So if you were to come back, and obviously you're saying that you're looking at, if you were to come back, sorry, you were saying that you would look to build a new robot, would it still be a Panic Attack style robot in terms of, like, maybe even if it's just something simple as the colour scheme, or would you kind of keep the same idea of the weapon and everything and just try and change up some stuff to make it more modern, or would you just go for a brand new idea?
No, it's I've actually got, I've sat down a few times when I was bored in work, and I've actually designed a robot, and I think we can make it work. It would be it would noticeably be a Panic Attack, but the weapon and what it could do would be entirely different, without giving too much away.
Okay.
No, tell us more.
It would probably be a cross between a Hypnodisc and a Chaos 2, if you like.
Okay, interesting.
You can imagine a spinning weapon, a horizontal spinning weapon that could actually flip with a CO2 cylinder.
Now that's quite unique. I don't think I've ever seen something sort of like that.
That's right. It is, and nobody's done it yet. And it probably wouldn't be that easy to achieve, but yeah.
The only robot I can think of that did anything similar was Series 7 Exterminator. I know he's done that a few times. It can flip robots over, but to have it designed specifically as a rotating flipper, So, obviously we mentioned about Robot Wars. Have you ever thought about entering modern BattleBots, or would that be too expensive as well, I take it?
Yeah, I've thought about it, and the time and money itself is, oh gosh, you're talking thousands and thousands of pounds now to actually build a robot that could compete over in BattleBots is it's just too prohibitive. You'd need major sponsorship now.
Or even if you didn't take your own robot, has there been any sort of inkling to maybe join another team and just kind of be there, even if it's just for a helping hand as part of another team, maybe one of the teams from the UK that goes over to BattleBots?
Well, no. Swansea was 2012, and that was the last time I did anything with my robot, and it was put away, and I've done nothing at all with robots apart from work. So, and no other teams approached me, and whether I'd have time for that, I don't know. It would have to be a serious question.
Of course.
Well, we did see a post of Panic Attack, who still looks absolutely immaculate, that you put up over the weekend, because you were at Bristol yesterday, I believe it was.
Yes, we took it. I actually took it there. Yes.
So how was that sort of, how was the day just all in all, and the people that saw Panic Attack, was there still a lot of like sort of people that came up that remember the robot from the olden days?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm saying it's been at my mum's since 2012, and I've not seen it for that long. So last Wednesday, I went to my mum's, dug it out, put it in the car, and then yesterday we took it to Bristol. I took it out of the car, and instantly it was surrounded by people down there. So yeah, people love it. I don't know why. It's just another robot. Okay, it won.
But it's an icon.
I mean, it's...
It's instantly recognisable. That's the main thing about it, I think.
I think also like the bright colours and everything is very eye-catching as well. Like, a lot of times when you sort of think of, or if you just ask people, oh, yeah, think of a robot, they would obviously kind of think of someone more like maybe a Chaos 2 that's, you know, all decked out in black, or Hypnodisc, which is just a very metal-coloured robot. But, like, Panic Attack has always had, like, a different kind of character, because it was, like, very eye-catching with the bright yellow and red and black.
Yeah, and we tried to be entertaining, you know, as we didn't care if we won or lost, as long as we were entertaining. That's why we took on the house robots an awful lot.
on the house robots, was there ever... Did you ever get any kind of stick for attacking house robots, or was it just all part of the fun?
No. The house robot drivers themselves used to enjoy it. There was one particular fight I remember. It was against Cat 2, I think it was. We drove into the arena, and we had to drive quite close to Shunt as we drove in, and he moved forward and hit us as we went to our spot. So I turned around and attacked him straight away. We were fighting before the fight had begun, so they had to cease and then reset everything, and Cat had to come out, and we got told off for that. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you can't let people away with cheap shots like that. So
yeah, the audience, they love it. In the oh gosh, the live event, they had one house robot in there, and it was Shunt. We'd beaten the competitors, we'd put them in the pit, and then we started having a go at Shunt. And we were there for ages, I think. The fight was only supposed to last 5 minutes. But we eventually got Shunt into the pit. It's the only time we'd done it. And everyone cheered. And then Dead Metal came in.
Oh, no.
So we were fighting Dead Metal as well. And then they lifted the pit up, and Shunt ended up fighting us. So I was taking on two robots. And eventually, after about 20 minutes, they got us in the pit, and the crowd went absolutely mad.
Well, at least the batteries lasted that long.
Yeah.
I'd love to have seen that, but I don't think there's any film of it.
Oh, that's really unfortunate, because that's brilliant. And just the ongoing feud of Panic Attack and Shunt continues.
Yeah.
Going back to kind of BattleBots, it was like probably one of the iconic fights that you had in BattleBots was against Frenzy, and then that team came over for a competition over in Robot Wars, and there was so close of a chance that the 2 years maybe have had a, we're going to have a rematch on that show, but that was the match where you were against Mortis, and it was just like one point in it that they put Mortis through. When you were sort of looking at the battle card for that, and you kind of seen that Frenzy were still in the running at that point, were you maybe like looking forward to potentially facing them again after what happened to BattleBots, or was maybe the feeling the opposite?
Oh, no, we were up for Frenzy. We would have quite enjoyed a rematch with those. The trouble in BattleBots, we'd done one fight and won, and we didn't fully check the robot, and one of our speed controllers was loose inside the robot. So when we actually hit Frenzy in the battle, the speed controller came off and we lost the drive. And it eventually stopped in the middle of the arena, and Frenzy, I think it must have hit us about 120 times, but we could have stopped the fight. You had a button where you could sort of give in so that your robot wasn't damaged, but we didn't do that. We just let them. We thought it'd be more entertaining. Well. But yeah, we would have loved to have had another go. We could have beat. I think we could have beaten Prince quite easy, but there you go.
Yeah, you had the home turf as well.
Yeah. You had a pet.
Yeah. And a friend that kept getting stuck in the floor as well.
Yeah. Did was there any robot that you never faced that you wish you had?
Razor, I think we possibly could have had a good chance, but they were a very good driver. Gosh, there was many robots we didn't get to fight. But yeah, I'd like to have had a go at Razor, just to be interested in seeing what he would have done to us, or whether we could have, if we'd have picked him up, I think, you know, we could have pitted him easy. So, but who knows?
Yeah, there wouldn't be very many places that Razor could get in under Panic Attack. So that would just be an interesting battle to see the sort of driving expertise of Team Razor, to see if where they could maybe try and scoop in under you.
Well, that's correct. It's all about the driving then. So, yeah, a lot of skill in the driving decided quite a few of the matches. So, yeah, and the robots. So if he'd have got us in the back where the motors was, he could have, you know, damaged something serious. If, at the front end, there's not an awful lot to damage. So as long as you keep the front end pointing at them, they didn't stand a chance, really.
So... we mentioned you appeared at an event as a static display yesterday. Is there any other events that you're planning to attend in the near future?
Yeah, there's Simon from King Buxton. He runs an event called Robot Nerd. I think it's in Wolverhampton in September. So I promised him I'll actually get it running for that. But no fighting. Just go up there and we'd be able to drive it round. But yeah, up there in September, I think it is.
Yes,
oh,
the first.
I know what we're doing in September.
Yes, I know. That's what I was just thinking. So, we'll need to start planning that, Graham.
Yes, we do. Grez, keep in.
So, anyway, thank you. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, now I'd absolutely love to see Panic Attack going again, even if it's just a one-off thing, just to see it drive around. But as we've mentioned before, it's still one of the most iconic robots, and just even if it's just getting to see it travel around in a car park for a few minutes, I think that's I can still feel the 8-year-old me inside just go.
I just read the liberty not saying what age I was when I first saw Panic Attack. So, anyway, well, thank you so much for joining us today. And, if there's any other pictures of Panic Attack, if anyone wants to see, there's some really awesome pictures on Unofficial Robot Wars. You've put some of the original internals of Series 2 Panic Attack and I believe the later Panic Attacks as well. You've been an absolute pleasure to speak with as well today.
Okay, thank you very much. It's been enjoyable.
I appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe at RoboNerd.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Well, yeah, thanks again for joining us today. This has been incredible.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on Rise of the Robots. The normal service will be resumed next week as we carry on with the Series 4 specials, starting with the first of the two Annihilators.